Archers for the week 4-9 December 2005.
Will's having childcare problems.
William?
Hiya, Dad.
All right, son. No bother from that craven brother of yours, I hope.
Oh, no, I ain't seen him.
Well, he'll stay out of both our roads if he knows what's good for him.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, the two of them should bog off to France any road and leave the little one with us. They're not fit to bring him up.
Oh, I know. Look, his mum inside.
Oh, not this morning. You missed her. Pat asked her to go in and do some overtime.
Oh, no.
It snowed under with pre-Christmas orders.
What time's she back?
Search me.
What about Grandad?
Oh, he's got on this over-60s jaunt. Some Christmas market in the Cotswolds. What's up?
Well, Brian's wrong. He wants me to go over the estate with him.
So what's the problem?
George is with me.
Oh.
I've got him in the car. It's my day, see? And there's no way I can take him into work with me.
Well, tell Aldridge to stuff it.
I don't want him thinking I can't do my job properly.
Well, it's your day off, ain't it?
Well, there might be a problem with the birds or something. They're my responsibility.
Oh, you're too conscientious.
I don't suppose you could have him.
Oh, I'm sorry, William. No can do.
Oh, he's no bother.
It's not that. I've got a patio job to finish and I'm behind as it is. I'll promise the woman I'll do it this morning.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, I'd help if I could.
Yeah.
Look, it kills me to say it, but what about his mum?
No way. It's my day with George and I'll manage.
Oh, fair enough. Good on you, son.
Right then, Mrs. Fletcher. And the nappies.
Yeah, Tad.
Right.
When's Brenda back from uni?
Well, her term finishes Friday.
Oh, good.
But then she's staying on for the weekend at least. She'll be home about midweek, she said.
Oh, I look forward to catching up with her.
Oh, hasn't she rung you recently?
No.
Well, she's had a lot going on, first term and all that.
Yeah. Oh, she's so lucky to have got away.
Well, I can't wait to see her. I've missed her like mad.
Yeah, I miss her and all.
Yeah, Mike does too, though he doesn't let on.
So,
is that everything?
Yeah. But could you subtotal it first, please, Betty?
Yeah, of course.
£10.83. Oh, I'll just put these back then, if that's okay.
Oh, let me cancel them first. We've got some 2-for-1 offers on the shelf below there, look.
Oh.
Quite a good deal.
Oh, it's nothing I need, really.
Oh, well.
Right, what's that come to now, please?
£9.91, please.
Oh, that's better. Oh, I've got a £10 note somewhere.
Right, I'll put this lot in a bag, shall I?
Yeah, Tara.
You know, you should try to get to the supermarket, love. It's a lot cheaper there. But don't tell Mr. Woolley I said so.
Oh, no, Ed's at Oliver's with the car.
Oh.
And there's things I needed today.
Oh, fair enough.
Here you are.
Tara.
I don't suppose,
Yeah?
Well, there aren't any hours going, are there?
What, working here, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Right, there you go.
Oh, cheers. I thought with Christmas coming.
Oh, no. I'm really sorry, sweetheart. I wish I could help. Oh,
never mind.
Only what with your mum and Amy doing part-time, there isn't anything.
That's a pity.
I'm doing extra hours in the evenings this week when the shop shuts. I've got Christmas stock and promotions to put out, but Amy's helping me. She needs the cash to buy presents, she said.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, must be hard for you with a little one and everything.
I ain't not working. I feel so trapped.
Where is George this morning?
Oh, Will's got him.
Ah.
Oh, it's so silly. I long to have time free of him, but I miss him like anything.
Oh, that's it.
And I'm on edge all the time when he's with Will.
I can understand that, given all that's happened.
It's all my fault.
Oh, no, love, don't think that. These things happen, sadly.
I made it happen. I shouldn't have...
Oh, you were young. You must have thought marrying him was what you wanted at the time.
Well, I really did. No one seems to believe me now.
Well, I can't think you set out deliberately to hurt him. Well, you made a big mistake, and you made it early in your life, but that doesn't make you a bad person, not in my eyes.
Oh, thank you. It's not many think like you.
Oh, I wouldn't stand in judgment, love. And far better you follow your heart now than live to regret it.
I've wrecked Will's life.
He'll find someone.
I feel so alone sometimes. Even Mum and Dad are against me now.
Colin! Are these the right best before dates on here now? Colin?
Oh, Clary.
Oh, Tony, hello.
Will's outside.
William?
Yeah, with George.
Oh, dear. Is something wrong?
Will you come?
Well, of course, yeah. I'm on my way.
She's just coming, Will.
Oh, Tara.
Will you?
Oh, Mum, good. Oh, you've got to help me.
What is it?
Can you take George?
What, now?
Oh, I've got to go to work.
I'm working myself. I'm in the middle of packing an order.
It's not very convenient, Will.
Oh, I'm desperate, Mum. I can't take him with me.
Oh,
oh, it's all right, George. There.
Love.
Please.
Oh.
Look, I'll see if maybe Helen can have him in the house.
Oh, no, don't bother.
No, it's all right, really. She's only reading the paper.
Oh, great, thanks. There you go, George. Go to Tony.
Oh, dear.
Oh, right.
William, love.
There you are. You're a natural. Look, I've got to go. She'll find everything she needs in this bag.
Oh.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm sure she won't mind.
I owe you one.
But how long will it be for?
Can't say. Be back as soon as I can.
Oh.
Well, come on, George. Let's get you inside.
There you are, Eddie.
Oh, very decent of you.
I say, I'm sorry to hear things have gone from bad to worse with you and Ed. What can you have been thinking of, trying to abduct George?
Look, I'm sorry, Lillian. I just can't talk about it.
No, all right. Cheers.
Yeah. I'm ready for this. I've been labouring all morning.
Well, enjoy.
Here, this isn't a bribe, is it, to get my vote?
You mean I haven't got it already? With us going back as far as we do?
I'm surprised you want to be bothered with all that petty parish council stuff.
Oh, so you'd prefer Linda Snell to win, would you? After the way she shafted you over your pole barn?
Very true, busybody.
Well, then, no better the devil, you know.
Is it Nathan Booth in the running at all?
No, it'd be another Derek Fletcher. All litter bins and doggy-doos. I'm offering fresh thinking and imagination.
Is this your pitch for the council, sis?
Oh, hello, darling brother.
Tony.
Hi, Eddie.
Yeah.
Well, anyone who can shrink the mountain of paperwork I've had to do this morning gets my vote. I feel more like a bureaucrat than a farmer sometimes.
For you.
Yeah, and for what, I ask myself. One of these days we might even get our SFP check at last.
Come on. Sid will be through in a minute. I'll buy you a drink.
Oh, thanks. At least Tom's milking this afternoon. And George was screaming the place down all morning. A little horror.
George?
Oh, yeah, sorry, Eddie. Helen was looking after him.
Helen?
Yeah, it's a long story. Ask Clary.
I will.
So, why this sudden interest in politics, Lillian? What's your game?
It's not a game. You should be grateful. I'll be the farmer's friend.
Now, why does that sound so patronising?
Yes, I grew up here, not like a Luddite Snell.
Luddite Snell.
I'm not scared of progress.
Yeah. Did you see her flyer on the board?
Who, Linda's?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, hold on. I'll bring it over.
Oh.
Yeah, some rubbish, I shouldn't wonder.
Let's see, Tony.
Here you are.
Question and answer session on local issues.
When?
Week on Tuesday.
Oh, she's stolen a march on you there.
No, not at all. I'm busy working on my own campaign, literature as it happens. And it'll be a darn sight more professional than this little effort, believe me.
I don't ever want to be put in that position again, William.
Oh, I didn't know what else to do.
It was really embarrassing. And you messed up my overtime.
Why?
Well, I had to go early, didn't I? Couldn't leave George with Helen all morning. Pat and Tony were really understanding, but he were at liberty, and there weren't no food for him in the bag.
He'd had his breakfast.
I didn't know what you'd already given him, though. I told Helen to mash up a banana for his dinner in the end. Poor little mite.
He's dead to the world now.
Yeah, well, he's cried himself out. You just didn't think.
Brian called me out of the blue. I couldn't take him to work.
Well, I was at work and all. What did you expect me to do? Perch him on top of a milk churn? There's all sorts of health and safety rules in the dairy. You know that.
Yeah.
You're not to do that to me again.
Just glad you didn't take him back to Emma's, that's all.
I nearly did. And I thought I'd better wait till I heard from you.
Thanks.
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tear into you.
No, you're right. I was stupid.
You didn't put George first this morning, did you?
I've panicked.
You need to plan so you don't get into situations like that in the first place. You see? You've got to think realistically. How are you going to cope when you've got Georgie on your own? Not like when Emma was there to take care of things.
Never realised how much she did.
Yeah, well, there ain't many men that'd admit that. Look, we'll help you all we can, but your dad and me are busy people too, and Joe's an old man.
I know.
A baby can't be shunted round like a parcel. He needs a routine.
OK. But I was damned if I was going to give Emma and Ed the satisfaction of seeing me fail today.
You put your pride before George's needs.
I suppose. Can you blame me?
No, lovey, you've had a terrible time. But you've got to put aside your bitterness and think about him.
I think about him all the time.
Well, that's true, and you want the best for him. Give him the routine he needs. Sit down with Emma and Edward and discuss your access arrangements like adults. And you can do it without involving expensive solicitors and all.
Well, I'm holding on to mine.
Will ya? Think about what this is doing to George.
OK, yeah. I know we can't go on like this.
At last.
But it makes me so mad. Why should I have to bow and scrape to see my own son?
Oh, no.
How can I trust them to stick to a plan? They were going to snatch him off to France without even telling me.
Well, they know that we're wrong now. But trust a two-way thing. Emma needs to know that you ain't going to just take George whenever you feel like it. He needs calm when you pick him up, you know, or he gets anxious.
Suppose I do sit down with him. It's two against one, isn't it?
How about if I was there to see fair play?
Well, you and me dad?
No.
But he'd fight me corner.
It's not a tug of war, love.
Oh, but if you're there, well, Emma will want her mum and dad there too.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. I could just ask Susan. Then things won't get so heated. We won't be there to take sides. Just help you work out a plan. It's for George's sake, remember?
Yeah. I'll sleep on it.
Good boy. I'm sure we can sort some out, like civilised people.
David and Ruth are planning their day.
Everything okay in here?
Yeah, nearly done. Hey, can you bring me out a cup? I love, I'm freezing.
Okay.
Have you seen Sam this morning?
Briefly.
Is he doing anything special with his day off?
Christmas shopping with Kirsty.
They'll be choosing our present, I expect.
Who knows?
What are we getting for him?
I haven't given it a thought yet.
Bottle of spirits always goes down well.
A bit old-fashioned.
Never. Hey, by the way, I've penned up a cow for you.
What time did you see her bull in?
6, just before milking.
Right, I'll do her later.
I hope Bert will be all right on his own today.
Of course he will. What time are you picking up Neil?
11. He's doing something for Linda at the village hall first. And Eddie's meeting us down by the brook. I've got to put the end supports in for the footbridge to sit on.
Right. And then we can get going on the kit tomorrow.
That's it.
I'm going to pick up the labels for the beef packs when I've taken the kids.
Good hope.
I wonder if we shouldn't have added something about being a prize-winning herd.
What, on the labels?
Yeah.
It's a bit over the top. It was only the local prime stock show.
I suppose.
Our reputation's good. We've got all that stuff about the cows being grass-fed and naturally reared.
Even so.
We might be in the paper on Thursday as well. That's good for publicity.
Oh, I must remember to get the twins' birthday presents for Sunday while I'm out.
Thought they weren't 6 till Monday.
No, but it's their party on Sunday.
All right. Well, why not get them online?
No, I'm eating Usha for lunch anyway.
To catch the latest news on the big romance, eh?
Of course.
You nosy Parker.
Oh, she is my best friend. I've waited a long time for this. I want every detail. Oh,
poor old Alan. I hope you don't discuss me like that.
Your old news pet.
Oh, thanks very much. Listen, are you getting our Christmas cards while you're out, then?
Do I have to?
Oh, come on, Ruth, bite the bullet. We can't leave it till the last minute.
Why not? It's a tradition.
You know, Usha, you really should have a proper props book to write all this down in, not that scrap of paper.
I know. I'll get one today in Borchester. Go on.
Oh, Neil.
better.
I can't think with that roaring din going on.
If you want me to get these snowdrifts cut out, you'll have to put up with it, I'm afraid.
I'm having a very important props meeting here with Usha.
Well, I'm trying to finish these now. I'm meeting David soon. Are they big enough, by the way?
Look, just give me 5 minutes and then you'll have my full attention.
I'll go and check the pulleys on the curtains. They're sticking.
Right, thank you. Now, Usha, I want something atmospheric to go on top of the piano.
Like what?
A candelabra.
Well, I don't think we'll be allowed naked flames in the hall.
I know that. An unlit one.
A bit Liberace, isn't it?
Well, sometimes I wish our dear Phil had half his pizzazz.
His job's to play for the performers, not charm the audience.
A good accompanist should be able to do both.
Very well. I'll see what I can find.
Tasteful, of course. Not vulgar.
Trust me.
And do have a word with Phil about a smoking jacket, would you? Or a DJ, at very least.
That's costumes.
Oh, and I want a pair of angel wings, detachable.
Who for, you?
No. The Thwaites little girl has got a solo in Little Donkey. I promised Sabrina I'd let her stand out from the crowd.
Not trying to buy her vote, I hope.
Usha! How cynical.
It's a joke. Oh, never mind. Anything else?
Yes. Kenton. He wants a saucepan.
Any particular size?
To fit his head, he said.
Large, then.
Hope he's not going to lower the tone. He doesn't seem to be able to get through his act without using an expletive at every turn. It's not what I call comedy.
Well, I think he's very brave.
It just needs to be funny. Of course, there may be more requests for props this evening at rehearsal. You are coming?
I'm afraid not. Well, I'm having supper with Alan.
But it's really important we sort all these things out, Usha. Can't you put him off?
No, sorry. I'm not prepared to do that.
Well, it doesn't show a very high level of commitment.
It does to him.
Oh, very well. I can't compete with new love, I suppose.
Look, I'd better go into town now and see if I can track down some of these items.
All right.
I'm technically working from home today, so my time's flexible.
Well, at least try and attend Thursday evening's rehearsal.
Of course. I'll see you then, if not before. Bye.
Bye. Neil? Neil?
What?
I'm ready to talk about your plywood snowdrifts now.
Oh, no, sorry, Linda. I haven't got time now.
What?
I told you. I'm meeting Davey. I'll see you.
Oh, really?
Well, this is the spot.
We'll need to cut the undergrowth.
Sure.
Right back to here?
Well, and a bit more, all the way down to the bank, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, it looks stable enough.
Oh, it is. Now, the bridge will easily sit on this. It's very level. Right. Well, I'll get strimming while we wait for Eddie.
Oh, OK. Susan?
Oh, hello, love. I'm just on coffee break in the study room.
Oh, congratulations.
But the others aren't in yet.
Speak up, love.
I can't.
David!
Oh, sorry, mate.
One of the care assistants isn't at work today after the weekend.
Oh?
And the cleaner said she's not being replaced either.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, look, I just rang because I just spoken to Clary.
Clary?
Yeah, she rang me.
Oh.
And apparently, Will's agreed to sit down with Emma and Ed to work out which days he'll have George in the week.
Oh, good. That's a positive step.
Yeah.
It'll be much better for George if he can get into more of a routine.
Oh, exactly.
And it's big of Will, considering the stunt they were planning.
I know. Anyway, look, I'll phone Emma and see if she'll cooperate.
Well, it's in her interests.
Well, not if he wants unreasonable access, it's not.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, I'm sure we can sort something out.
Yeah, let's hope so. The sooner the better, eh?
Oh, give me strength.
What?
Kent's practicing his stand-up routine at the counter with a saucepan.
Oh, yeah, Linda mentioned he'd be doing interesting things with a saucepan.
He's going to improvise with it.
Improvise?
Well, apparently he's going to respond to audience suggestions. You know, use it as a banjo or a hat or... Oh, I don't know.
He shouldn't be practising if it's improvised. That's a con.
I think he's getting cold feet and wants something to fall back on.
Well, don't blame him. Linda's certainly going to keep a sharp eye on him. How much do I owe you?
Nope, it's on me.
Ruth?
I insist. Put your purse away.
Thanks. My treat next time. So, did you manage to book a table at Botticelli's?
Yeah, for next Thursday. That's our actual anniversary. 17 years.
Already?
I bet David forgets.
Oh, it'll be a lovely surprise.
I know it's mad splashing out just before Christmas, but what the heck?
We'd never celebrate it at all if you thought that way.
Exactly.
Amy's been doing some splashing out. She's bought me and Alan tickets for a concert in Brum.
Really?
It's an early Christmas present. So sweet of her to include me.
Sounds like you've got the seal of approval then.
No, she's just really happy for him.
So she should be. He's met his perfect woman.
I'm having a harder time persuading her to sing a duet with him in Linda's review. She thinks Christmas songs are cheesy.
They are.
But I've heard them sing together and they're really good.
Try a bit of flattery. Tell her none of the other singing acts will come even close.
Well, they won't.
There you are then. It's not a lie.
So, flattery and the promise I'll get them on as the last act, maybe.
All right, people, take five. Oh, hello, Elizabeth. What brings you to our rehearsal?
Good evening, Linda. I've come to pick up Mrs. Pugsley. She's meant to be helping serve the canapés tonight at our charity do.
Oh, I think she's already gone.
What?
Yeah, she and Titcomb left a few minutes ago.
Oh, no, that's just what I was hoping to avoid. I bet he's whisked her off to the pub for a port and lemon. I need her tonight.
Well, now you come to mention it, they did say something about a drink.
Great. He's really distracting her from her work at the moment, and vice versa.
Oh dear, the lower orders not behaving themselves.
Yeah, he left the heating off in the big greenhouse overnight yesterday, and when Nigel finally tracked him down, he was in the laundry, wrapping Mrs. Pugsley in a sheet. Something to do with his magic act, he said. The disappearing lady.
Good, they need the practice.
Though it'd take more than one sheet to make Mrs. Pugsley disappear. Excuse me, Linda, I'll try the ball.
Righto, good night.
Elizabeth?
Lucia,
hi.
I thought it was you.
I'm trying to track down Mrs. Pugsley and Titcomb. I hope they're in the pub.
I'm going that way. I'm meeting Alan for supper.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Oh. He's the best thing that's happened to me for years.
Better than Ashok?
He was lovely, but there was no electricity. Alan's fun, Elizabeth.
He's a really sexy guy, too. I've always thought so.
Don't mind me. I'm an old married woman.
Did you want any crisps?
Oh, no. How can you just after your tea?
Well, I've been working hard all day outdoors. We start on the bridge proper tomorrow.
Wish you were getting paid.
Susan, it's for George.
I'm sorry.
I should think so.
Anyway, I was telling you, Mrs. Oxley came in the office half 11 and said, would I mind helping with the dinners?
What, cooking them?
No, serving them.
Well, that's all right then.
No, Neil, that's not what they employ me for. I'm a secretary, not a dinner lady.
Well, maybe there was an emergency and it was all hands to the pump.
They should have enough of the appropriate stuff to cover for emergencies.
Well, I'd have thought it made a nice change.
Why does this always happen to us?
What?
Well, it's like with Tom. I start off in a respectable office position and end up either packing sausages or serving them.
Was it sausages?
No. Liver with potato croquettes.
At least you've got a job.
But for how long?
Evening.
Oh, hello, Lucia.
Evening.
Busy in here? Yeah. Did you finish cutting out the snowdrifts this morning, Liam?
No, I'll go over there later, when Linda's finished. Then I can do them in peace.
Oh, good. Alan's got a table. See you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. It'll end in tears, them two.
Why?
It's not right. He's a Christian vicar.
Leave them alone. Did you get a hold of Emma?
Yeah.
And?
Oh, they're going to meet up with Will tomorrow to talk about contact.
Oh, good. A result.
She's got to face him and get things sorted out for George's sake.
Yeah, I think we'd better be there and all, Susan, in case it turns ugly.
Oh, well, no, me and Clary have thought about that. It's going to be the three of them plus me and her.
What about me?
Well, you can look after George.
Oh.
We don't want any huffing and puffing, Neil. Just low-key common sense. And hopefully, out of that, we can arrange things to suit everybody.
Oliver does Betty a good turn. Thank you.
Betty?
Oh, sorry, Oliver.
Think you're piping Christmas music into the shop now, are you?
No, I was just choreographing some steps.
Oh, that sounds very creative.
Well, it's for the review. I only seem to have time to work on it when the shop's quiet. Things are so hectic.
Ah, the old countdown to Christmas, eh?
Oh, yeah, it is hard fitting everything in. I was at a farmer's market this morning with the eggs.
Uh-huh.
I sold them all, mind.
Good.
People are still making their Christmas cakes.
Well, it must have been a nice change for you to be out of this place.
Well, it can feel like a prison cell sometimes, the hours I'm locked up here.
Oh, dear.
But I'm out for good behaviour this afternoon. I'm going to Borchester to do me Christmas shopping.
Oh, I leave all that to Caroline.
Well, it's Susan's day here, and we've got the chap over from Edgeley for the post office, so I'm taking full advantage.
Quite right. So where's Susan now?
Well, I'm standing in for her over dinner. They've got a family conference on about, you know, the situation.
Oh, right, yes.
And if she works a Sunday at the Laurels, they give her a day off in the week, see? Anyhow, you've done ballroom dancing, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
You helped Mike that time.
Well, the basics.
Could you help me try out a turn?
What now?
Yeah, I need a body.
Well,
Oh, go on.
Oh, all right.
It's doing my head in, him turning up and taking George whenever he wants.
He's got a right to be with me, same as I have with him.
You're playing mind games with her, Will.
I never asked for any of this.
No, but you're enjoying it.
Now, come on, you three.
Well, they owe me, Mum. I ain't done nothing wrong.
Oh, it's wrong to go in and grab the baby out the blue without consulting Emma first.
I knew you'd be against me.
No, it's right what Susan says.
Mum?
You were the injured party, love. I'm sure we all agree with that.
I still am.
Things have moved on now. He can't get that into his head.
But look, the point of this meeting is to get a plan in place. Now, one that you're both prepared to stick to. Agreed?
Emma?
Yeah.
William?
I suppose.
Right. And our starting point is things are not satisfactory at the moment.
Hmm. If they were, we wouldn't be here.
So, now, you've got to accept, William, that it is not reasonable for you to carry on as you have been.
He gives me no warning. He just barges in.
Well,
suppose.
Good.
At last.
Quiet, Edward.
This plan, it should give me an equal amount of time with George as with them.
Equal?
Or it means he's seen more of Ed than me, and I'm his dad.
He has got a point.
That ain't fair. I don't want him growing up confused.
Well, that's fine in theory, love, but you have got a full-time job, and Mr. Aldridge just sometimes expects you to drop everything and go in.
Oh, great. Wish me dad was here.
What's the matter? Can't you fight your own battles?
You want to be glad he isn't. He went ballistic when he heard you tried to take his grandson out of the country.
You didn't have to steal George's passport.
Didn't I, though?
No, I want it back.
Well, you're not having it.
Bastard.
Edward, I won't have language like that.
Listen, we all know it was stupid what they tried to do.
Mum!
Well, it was. I could hardly believe it myself.
I thought you weren't taking sides.
I'm only saying it gave Will cause not to trust you.
Well, I don't trust him.
Nor me. He'll wreck it, whatever we decide.
Oh, be quiet. Now, have you forgotten who all this is for? George is the most important person, even though he ain't here in this room.
That's right.
Here.
What are you doing, Ed?
This picture of him I carry in my wallet.
You what?
Well, it'll remind us. There.
There we go. Oh. I think clockwise works better. Try again.
All right, then. There.
See?
You know, I think you might be right.
Well, it's sort of counterintuitive to go the other way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Anyway, I'll run it past Mike later. Thanks.
So, have you got your Christmas plans in place, then?
Well, we're having a quiet time on the day itself. Just me, Mike and Brenda.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I was starting to feel a bit sorry for myself. I like a full house.
Yes.
And then I had a brainwave. As well as the 25th, I could do a big Christmas dinner for Phoebe, Roy and Hayley on the 19th. Because Phoebe will be in South Africa on Christmas Day, see?
Ah.
And Roy and Hayley are going to her family this year.
Well, it'll be double the work.
Double the pleasure. So I've ordered some beef from Brookfield and a turkey from Eddie.
Oh, lovely.
And Phoebe's helping me make me cake and mince pies at the weekend.
Oh, seems like you've got it all organised.
Well, ask a busy woman.
You sound just like Caroline.
So Thursday afternoons is our starting point.
I've never had a problem with Thursdays because it's his day off and I know when it's coming.
Unless there's a shoot, then I get time off in lieu.
Well, in that case, you need to let Emma know in plenty of time.
OK.
Yeah, you know, weeks in advance when a shoot's on.
Oh, shut up, Ed. What you both have to remember is, if I don't get what I want, I'm going back to my solicitor.
Oh, you're loving this, aren't you? But I can do the same if we can't come to an agreement.
I'm writing down Thursdays as definite unless there's a shoot, in which case William agrees to let you know well in advance. Emma?
Yeah. Will?
You make it sound like you're giving me something extra. I already have him then.
I'm just trying to fix it, love, so there ain't no confusion. Now you've got him Sundays and all.
Yeah, but I want him overnight as well.
Mum, it's only fair, love.
Oh, God, I miss putting him down and getting him up.
Yeah, but that'll unsettle him. He's got his bedtime routine.
Oh, and since when have you been the expert?
Emma. All right, then, but once a week and no more.
That's probably all he could manage anyway.
Saturday afternoon and overnight into my Sunday.
Well, not all afternoon. I won't have hardly any time in the weekend with him.
Tough.
Well, it can only be from when you've finished work, love.
OK, so I'll pick him up soon as I finish Saturday and bring him home Sunday bedtime.
Is that OK, Emma? I want him back 6 o'clock on the dot.
Agreed?
OK.
The weekend will feel so empty without him.
Then you'll know how it feels for me. Anyhow, you can go out clubbing on Saturday nights now. Check out the new talent.
I'm warning you.
It'll remind her of when she was single before she got tied down with our baby.
Right!
Edward, sit down. Now stop baiting each other, you two.
Eddie's not worth it. Write it down, Clara.
All right.
OK, we've got Saturday after work to Sunday 6 o'clock. Now make sure you ring her on your mobile when you're on your way.
I want him on my half day as well.
But that changes from week to week.
So what?
So how can I go back to work?
Oh, not my problem.
That would be impossible. No employer will stand for it.
Well, you should have thought of that when you walked out.
Oh, God, this is a mess.
I'm entitled to see my baby when I can. Are you going to deny me?
I don't think they can. Now, this still all only adds up to 2 and a bit days. It's not much out of a week.
No.
And George does need time to get to know his dad, love.
Thank you, Susan.
And how am I supposed to earn a living?
Well, you might find some.
It's all going his way.
Rubbish! You see him day in, day out, and you're not even his dad.
So are we settling on this half day, then, even though it changes?
I suppose so. Don't seem to have a choice, do I?
I'll put that down, then.
I'll only be on to his solicitor if I don't cave in.
Oh, don't think of it like that, love. It's about sharing your son.
Oh, he's enjoying having power over me.
Oh, this situation brings out the worst in everyone, I'm afraid. There is a point, though.
What?
Well, if Emma can't go back to work, what about Georgie's keep? You'll have to contribute properly, Will.
We don't need his money. I can support him.
No, he's my son.
Yeah, William's got a right and a duty to provide for him.
I know. I want to.
We're not a charity case.
No one thinks that, love.
I'm not having George going without just because his mother's shacked up with a loser.
Well, I've got a job.
At Oliver's? That's pretty hit and miss. And Dad don't have you on his car boots anymore. You spend all your money on junk anyway.
I don't. I've got a family now.
Yeah, my family.
Boys, boys.
You don't earn that much yourself, Will.
And his payments for George won't be much either. I'll look it up on the child support site.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I'll pay whatever it is.
Ed.
What?
Oliver's expecting you, isn't he?
That don't matter.
Yeah, but you can't afford to be late.
Yeah, we've all got to get back to work.
You're going to be all right?
Yeah. He's got what he wanted.
I don't know what he was doing here in the first place.
All right. Just don't lay into it when I'm gone, all right?
Oh, here.
What?
Your photograph of George.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, bye, Emma.
Bye.
Well, now, I've got all that down.
Now, you must promise to stick to it. Emma?
Yeah.
William?
Okay. But if she messes me around...
I know, you'll go crying to the law.
Yeah, and we don't want it to come to that.
He's got to stick to it and all. No surprise visits to the caravan.
William?
OK.
And if there's ever a problem or a change in the arrangements, you make sure to let each other know.
Yeah. And don't you never use our grandson as a pawn in your battles, or you'll have me and Susan to answer to.
Ed, here you are.
Hello, Oliver. I'm sorry I'm a bit late.
You OK?
Well, Caroline just cut me dead when she drove away.
Oh, dear. I'd rather we hadn't taken sides, but it's not been easy.
Fair enough.
I mean, I did tell her I think you're acting responsibly under the circumstances.
Thanks.
And that you should be given a chance.
Well, she is Will's godmother.
Hmm.
All I want is to prove to people I can work hard and keep a family.
Yeah, I see that. Well, you've always got work here.
I owe you so much.
I've always had faith in you, Ed.
Yeah, I know. But it's tough with everyone against us. My dad can't forgive me, and well, ever since Will's confirmed he's George's dad, it's been unbearable.
Yeah, you must feel so let down about that.
It broke me up.
Mm,
I wanted it so much, you know.
Mm.
And now I've got to watch him grow up calling Will Daddy when I thought it was me.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll make the best of it, though.
Emma.
Betty?
Is this convenient?
Yeah, come in.
Well, thank you. I was cooking a casserole for tea tonight, and I made two lots. If you're interested.
Oh.
I'll put it here, shall I?
Thank you.
Oh, Emma? Oh, dear. Come on, love. Has something happened?
No.
Yeah?
I got the divorce petition through this morning from Will's solicitor.
Oh, no.
How did it come to this? I thought I knew him, but he's turned into a monster.
Well, it's a thin line between love and hate, they say.
Oh, everyone hates me and Ed.
Oh, no.
Oh, Betty, how did I get into this mess? Where's it all going to end?
Oh, there. Oh, Emma, love, it's all right. It'll be all right.
Now, Tom makes Neil an offer in The Archers.
These look good.
Oh, hello. Yeah, they'll be ready in a couple of weeks.
Got a buyer for them?
Yeah, I supply him regularly. He doesn't let me down.
Good. How much of your time do they take up these days?
Not as much as 4 months ago.
So, you might be interested in some more hours then?
Shouldn't you be at Home Farm?
I'm on my way. Only, I might be able to offer you some work.
Supplying wieners?
Well, no.
What then? Full-time pig manager?
Neil, you know I'm not in a position to do that.
No, and you never really were, looking back.
It wasn't my fault we were dumped by the supermarket.
It was your fault you were dumped by Tamsin. Dangerous mixing business with pleasure. What's this job, then?
Well, my operation with Brian's really taking off now. Borsetshire Meats have increased their order by a quarter up to Christmas. And we're not having to discount as much now the product's getting known.
Oh, your boss must be pleased.
Partner.
He must have thought he'd bought into a pig in a poke to start with.
The point is, we're now able to offer a part-time position to the right person.
And that position being?
Well, it would involve feeding, cleaning out.
Oh, pig man.
My assistant.
I'm getting deja vu here.
Think about it, Neil. It'd be a few hours a day. It'd complement your work here perfectly.
Oh, whoopity-doo-dah.
You could dovetail the two jobs and probably end up working a full-time week.
You got it all worked out, haven't you? Huh?
It'll be ideal. And there's no one I'd rather have working for me, with me.
You should hear yourself, Tom.
What?
You're not Alan Sugar, you know, and I'm not the apprentice. I've been working with pigs since before you were potty trained.
What's that got to do with anything?
You should show me some respect.
I do respect you.
Then don't insult me by offering me a part-time pigman's job.
I wanted you to have first refusal, that's all.
You'd make a good spin, Doctor. Do you know that? No, I need to get on.
So you won't consider it?
What do you think?
Another fun-loving girl. I knew it. If Matt was serious about this, he'd want to PA your works hard, not plays hard.
Should you be reading these, Lillian? Aren't they confidential?
Oh, I don't care. Do you want to fill up?
Oh, no, I'm all right, thanks. I'm going down to see how they're getting on with the footbridge in a minute.
That's exciting.
David says they'll finish it later today.
That's quick.
I know. Only yesterday it looked like a giant Chinese puzzle, boards and beams all over the bank. It'll be a year in January George died.
Oh, Chris.
No, I'm fine. It's lovely to think there'll be something to remember him by.
Yeah. Ugh, now, why do they always say bubbly personality?
Because that's what the advert asked for.
Oh. Here's another. Christella. Bubbly and outgoing. I bet her computer skills are good. Oh, and look, she can't be more than 19.
No.
And why did Matt insist on a photograph?
I can guess.
I mean, look at her. What's she got that I haven't got more of? Previous experience. Pivotal position as party organiser.
Well, that sounds useful. If she can arrange social functions, she can handle Matt's diary.
Ah, now she looks more suitable.
Plain, you mean?
Databases, accounts, team leader in telesales. Reliable. Well, she goes to the top of the pile.
Pat's going to know you've been through these.
Well, he shouldn't have left them lying around.
You said he'd hidden them.
Same difference. Leisure club attendant would like eventually to work in PR.
Where do they get all this?
The telly. Oh, petite tactile Pisces. Hobbies, aromatherapy. Yeah, well, she's not sliding a little fish fingers down Matt's back. She's going in the bin.
Oh, I don't think you should go that far.
Oh, why not?
Well, isn't it interfering with Her Majesty's mail or something? What if he finds out? Might make him all the more determined to choose someone unsuitable.
Mm.
Why not offer to sit down with him and go through them together? That way he'll be shamed into throwing away the more, overt ones.
You may be right.
How many footplates are there left, love?
Pass the hammer, David.
Oh, sorry.
Don't know. Hold on.
Get your foot off, then.
Oh, sorry.
Sit.
Well, it's good they provide spaces from between the boards.
Yeah, like tiling.
Keeps the gaps even.
It'd look a right mess walking over it otherwise.
Well, there's 8 left. Do you want them now?
Neil?
No, I need to stand up for a bit if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's starting to drizzle.
Oh, damn.
I reckon George would approve of this, don't you?
You bet.
Fantastic, kid.
Yeah, it's just the right bridge for this setting. Well done.
Well, the council approved it.
George was the best chairman we ever had on the PC.
Yeah.
I shan't be voting for Lillian or Linda.
Well, I don't know. I think we need someone like Linda. She gets things done.
Yeah, but are they the right things? She could be so picky.
Well, she'd be one of a team, remember?
She's holding this question and answer thing in the hall next Tuesday, isn't she?
We can't go. It's Pip's school carol concert.
Well, I'm voting for her anyway.
Yeah. What do you think to Nathan Booth?
Well, he wouldn't stand up to Derek, would he, like Linda would?
Oh, by the way, Neil, how's Emma? I haven't seen her out and about much recently.
No.
It's none of our business, love.
No,
it's all right. She and Will have come to an agreement as to when he can have George in the week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this progress. Though in my book, he's every right.
Hello!
Hello, Auntie Chris.
Hi. This looks wonderful.
Well, you'll soon be able to walk across.
It won't take us long now.
Shame about that rain.
It's only light. We're going down to the bull in a bit to warm up.
Good idea. Any problems so far?
No. Once we'd worked out which pieces went where, it's been plain sailing.
It's a clever design. The two main beams went across first.
Yeah, they weighed a ton.
Everything else was light, though.
Yeah, and then crossing timbers, uprights and footplates, and the handrails are still to do.
Oh, you make it sound so easy.
Well, it's logical. And the uprights here are rebated, see? So the handrails will just sit inside when we do them.
Well, I've spent the morning with Lillian, and she's bringing down a bottle of champagne when you finish to celebrate.
Ooh, now there's an incentive.
Hey.
Said, mate, I'm dying of thirst here. Oh, all right, Tom.
Jazza, just the man.
Oh, aye.
Busy?
It's been quite quiet, actually.
Oh, good.
That's nice.
Because I am able to offer you the position of part-time pig man.
I thought you'd gone bust.
Well, I've risen from the ashes. Interested?
Well...
You know, I thought I'd give you first refusal, since you're such a natural with the pigs.
I'm quite missing them, actually. So, have the wages gone up? Cold weather payments and all that?
£8 an hour. Oh, come on, if you're not keen, I can find someone who is at that money.
No. Sounds okay.
Great. So, is it a deal?
Aye, go on.
Excellent.
Need some spends for Hugman, eh?
Sid! Well, forget that. We can start now. Come on.
Tom! Wait!
Oh, that's better.
At least it's warm in here.
Right, we need to get some arcs moved before the light goes.
Okay.
Found yourself a lackey then, Tom?
He's keen enough.
Same old slave driver.
Yeah, so I see. I'll get them in, shall I?
You sure?
Of course. 2 pints?
Oh, thanks, Neil.
Yeah. Hey, you seen this, David?
What?
On the board here. Look, Lillian's leaflet.
Eh?
A Christmas open house drinks party at Nightingale Farm next Tuesday.
That's a funny place to advertise the drinks, do?
It's a campaign party. An opportunity for me to tell you what I can offer your parish council. Linda won't be pleased. She's holding her session the same night.
What, a deliberate clash, do you think?
Of course.
That's stupid. And I'm not sure it doesn't count as corruption, plying prospective voters with party food and drink. Wonder if Derek knows.
I should stay well out of this one.
Lift your end more, Jazz. You need to get it over that rut.
Okay. Line up.
Yeah, that's it, down. Right. Oh, good. You can straw these when we're done.
Yes, boss. Quite impressive, your setup here.
Have you not seen it yet?
Nah. Home farm's massive, isn't it?
Yeah.
I picked strawberries here in the summer, but that's on the other side.
Brian did me such a favour.
Saved your bacon.
Literally. Sales are really taking off now, but I've got to keep the ideas coming for the new year.
I always fancied running one of the mobile food vans.
What, like on a lay-by? Jazz's butty box.
Oh, man. Festivals, gigs, you know.
Oh.
You could hock your bangers for an easy enough day in that.
We did do well at Glastonbury that time. Except it put the kibosh on me and Fallon.
Oh, you two were bad karma. Just didn't fit.
I should talk to Roy. He and Kate had a crack at that once too.
Yeah?
Don't think they were very together on the business side, though.
No, but you would be. And there's the smaller festivals as well, not only the headline ones.
Plus all the one-day agricultural shows.
You clean up, I reckon.
What would I need? One of those catering trailers. And a refrigerated van, I suppose. If I could persuade Brian that they're an investment.
Well, they would be.
I'll work out some costs in time for our Christmas do and put the idea to him then. It was my lucky day tracking you down, mate.
Well, as long as I can work the van and some of the big gigs.
Thank you, David. And Ruth, of course.
Well, it wasn't only us.
Mike and Neil helped too.
Yeah, and Eddie.
Well, I think it looks fabulous. Well done.
George would love it. It looks so, I don't know, harmonious with its surroundings.
That's true.
Well, go on then. Walk across it and back again.
Yeah. All right.
Now, I've got some champagne glasses here somewhere.
You're amazing.
No, not at all. You've done all the work, darling.
Shame Neil couldn't stay.
I'll give it a coat of preservative at the weekend and then it'll be properly finished.
Who's that coming along the bank?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that a camera he's got?
Oh, good. I was hoping he'd make it before it got dark.
Oh, do you know him?
It's from the Echo.
Oh.
Hello, Cooey!
A photographer.
It's a shame it's so overcast. Well, I thought it'd be nice to have a piece in the paper about the new bridge. You don't mind, Chris?
Why should I?
With you as prospective councillor in the photo, of course.
No, Christine and David will take centre stage. It was David's project, after all.
Oh. Yeah, and a little reflected glory wouldn't go amiss, eh?
Ruth, so cynical.
Over here, Ducky! Oh, what the heck, I don't care. Just open the bubbly, David. I think it's about to tip down.
Betty's up early.
Betty, love, what are you doing out here?
What's it look like?
Look, it ain't light yet. Hey, and it's Neil's turn for the hens this morning.
Well, I woke up all excited about Brenda coming home next week and Christmas.
You daft thing.
Yeah, I can't wait. I know it's only the three of us, but we'll have fun all the same.
Of course we will. Hey, and you'll want it quiet if you've already done a big dinner on the 19th.
Oh, I don't mind. I want Phoebe to have a day to remember with Roy and Hayley before she goes to South Africa.
Yeah, well, just don't overdo it.
You know, it's the first year it's fully hit me that Roy and Brenda won't always be around.
Oh, come on. Them two won't ever really leave home.
Do hope not. The family's everything.
Yeah. Well, I'd best get off on me round. Don't take me long these days. Another cancellation in grain spinny.
Oh, dear.
Supermarkets won't be happy till they've wiped out the doorstep pointer.
Oh, come on, cheer up. Give us a twirl.
Hey, oh!
Walking in the winter wonderland.
God, blimey. Oh, you're a bit lively for this time of the morning. I'll see you tonight at rehearsal, love.
Yeah, say the last dance for me.
Yeah.
Amy, this is really good.
Thanks.
It's a famous pasta bake.
Dad loves it. But it doesn't mean you've got to learn to cook it for him.
Good.
I don't know. The way to a man's heart and all that.
She's already won your heart.
Amy, I went to see the new footbridge over the brook this afternoon.
Oh, Ruth told me they'd finished it.
Yes, beautiful. They've done a tremendous job. Maybe we can have a walk down there at the weekend?
This would be lovely.
Good.
He never used to be one for the great outdoors, my dad.
That's because we lived in the city and you have to really work at getting out of it.
It was like that when I lived in Wolverhampton. It got me down eventually.
Is that why you moved out here?
That was part of it. I needed a change. It's not the same just going to a park.
No. Bit of a contrast, though, Borsetshire.
Yeah. But I couldn't go back to urban living now, I don't think. Do you miss the city, Amy?
I did at first, but now I've got mates here, it's cool.
Well, I even got into gardening, which is something I never expected to do.
Dad doesn't know a dahlia from a daisy.
Yes, I do, cheeky. A flower rota keep me up to speed.
Yeah, what time are we leaving for the village hall?
As soon as we've eaten, I suggest. We can all go in my car.
That's not very ecological. I mean, it's not exactly miles away.
No, but I'm going on home afterwards and it's on my way.
Yeah, we can walk back.
Okay.
I have to clear the back seat. It's full of props.
What do you think Linda's going to make of the song I've chosen for us, Dad?
Well, we'll see, shall we?
I'll be there in a minute if you need help.
It's me, Betty.
Oh, Emma, love. Hello.
I bought you this.
Oh.
To say thank you for the other night.
Oh, you didn't have to.
It's not much.
Oh, that's pretty.
Well, it's soap. Handmade.
Smells lovely. Thank you. I can't remember last time somebody gave me a present out of the blue.
Oh, well.
We don't often see you out this time. Isn't it George's bedtime?
Oh, nearly. He's with Will at the moment.
Ah, so you're footloose and fancy free.
Yeah. Well, Ed and me are having a drink with Jazza, so I thought I'd come over. People are giving us daggers in the pub.
Oh, well, take no notice.
I try to, but I don't find it easy. Anyway, do you need a hand unpacking that?
Oh, well, I wouldn't mind.
OK, here you are.
If you put the big ones at the back.
OK.
There's not a lot of room for these Christmas promotions, along with our usual stock.
No.
And I've had that much to put out this week. Amy's got rehearsal tonight, so I'm on my own. I'm going to do it when I've shut the shop.
Oh, is this for the Christmas review?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I can get to it.
Well, it'll be worth it just to see me and Mike fall flat on our faces.
No.
Tidcombe, please, if I can see how you're making Mrs. Pugsley disappear, then so will half the audience.
Shame
it. I suggest you go away with your glamorous assistant and practice in front of a mirror until you get it right.
She is getting better.
Yeah, I can only see her legs now.
I've seen goldfish with more panache.
She's right, it's deadly.
Can you do anything about those silly little handkerchiefs he's using for the trick, Zusha? They need to be bigger, more flamboyant. Looks like a Boy Scout learning semaphore.
Well, they're specialist magic ones, Linda. I don't think I can interfere.
But it's all just sleight of hand, isn't it?
I'll have a word.
And is he going to pull a live rabbit out of his hat on the night?
That's cruel. I haven't asked
because him. That stuffed toy looks ridiculous. Now, next, Mike and Betty Tucker.
Mike?
Hey? Look, I'm sorry, Linda. Betty ain't here yet.
Oh, really?
Well, she's at the shop this evening, see?
I'm trying to stick to my running order. It's the mix. I need to know if it works.
Oh, sorry.
Perhaps you'd like to hear Amy's idea for our duet instead.
Well, thanks for the help, Emma. That saved my back.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, there's so much bending down in shop work.
I wish I could help more often.
Well, I will let you know if a job comes up here, if Amy leaves.
Oh, thanks. It's going to be so hard working regular hours anywhere with Will having George on a different afternoon each week.
Yeah.
I mean, what employer's going to stand for that? It's so complicated. Oh, look, anyway, I better go. Will you be bringing him back to the caravan?
Have you shown George the lights round the green yet?
No.
Well, you should do. Bring him down one afternoon. They're ever so pretty.
I don't know.
And don't be hiding yourself away, love.
Yes, well, it's a bit of a gloomy choice.
At least it's relevant.
I doubt if some of the audience would have heard of it.
Oh, come on, most people have, Linda.
And the chorus is very sing-along, which is what you want, surely.
Feed the world. No, sorry, Amy. People want to be taken out of themselves at Christmas, not lectured.
Look who's talking.
Amy.
Well?
Now maybe isn't the time for this debate.
I gave up an hour's work in the shop for this.
It is Linda's show.
Thank you.
I feared it was a non-starter.
Well, OK, Amy. So, remember our fallback position.
What's that?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ah, now that's more like it.
Amy?
I don't know.
Oh, go on, it'll be a laugh. I'll make a total prat of myself with antlers and a red nose, and you can do anything you want to me.
Anything?
Vicar's honour.
Okay.
Ah, a result. You sing so well together.
Only if we can do it ironically, though.
Interesting.
Okay.
And I want us to be the finale of the show.
The finale? Mm-hmm. Well, I...
Oh, good idea. It makes sense to have a song at the end. Then everyone can join in the chorus.
Exactly. And the children's choir can come on stage and sing with us. What do you think, Linda?
I think it's coffee time.
Here you are, sweetheart.
Thanks.
You're more than welcome.
Nice biscuits.
Are they?
Smells this hole.
I know what you mean.
It's musty. Doesn't get aired enough.
Right, I'm just off to the loo. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, here's Betty.
Oh, good.
Oh, great. I can't wait to see your dance routine, Mike.
Don't raise your hopes. Hello, love. Oh, you made it.
Am I very late?
Linda's champing a bit.
Do you want a coffee, Betty?
Oh, that'd be lovely, thank you. I haven't had anything since 4 o'clock.
Ah, at last.
Oh, I am sorry, Linda.
How'd you take it, Betty?
No, I'm sorry. There's no time for all that. Off with your coat and let's get going.
Well, give her a chance.
We're running late.
Oh, it's all right, love.
Well, where's your CD?
Well, I ain't got it. Have you, Betty?
No.
Oh, and how are you supposed to dance with no music? Usha, I expected everyone to be informed Phil wouldn't be playing tonight.
Well, that's the stage manager's job, not props.
She's right.
Yes. Very well. Oh.
Well, what shall we do?
Well, I hope I haven't had a wasted journey.
Well, what's the music?
Winter Wonderland.
Oh, I can sing that.
Really?
Yeah. I've got a flypaper memory for songs.
Oh, good. Well, what are we waiting for? Positions?
Oh.
Chop-chop!
Oh, come on, look.
Right.
Yes, another hidden talent.
You've hardly scratched the surface of me yet, girl.
I'm waiting.
All right. Right, you stand over there, Mike, like we said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but not so close. We've got to have room to come together.
Right, there.
That's right, we're ready, Alan.
Sleigh bells ring.
No, sorry.
Really?
We need a counting.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, of course, here we go. One, two. One, two. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. When it snows, ain't it thrilling?
Eyes and teeth!
Though your nose
smile.
Gets a chill.
Look as if you're at a wake! We'll gnash and flash, and gnash and flash!
The Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
There!
Well done!
Yeah, class act. Apart from Dad singing.
Hey. Oh, thank you.
That was smashing, Betty.
Well, it's still a bit rough round the edges.
We'll have to practice that turn, love.
Yes, it was a very clumsy, and you've got to lengthen your glissade. Come, sir. You should feel it extend from the sliding foot right through to the tips of your fingers.
Yeah, okay.
We'll work on that.
Bring Bruce Forsyth, Mike.
And remember, gnash and flash. People want to see teeth.
Oh, I don't.
Well, now, as Kenton's failed to materialise, we'll move on to Joe's piece next.
Oh, right. Well, come on, Betty, let's go.
Yeah, I need to put my feet up.
We'll get you coat, love.
Oh, all right, then. Night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Can we go on all, Dad?
Yeah, okay, love.
Where is Joe? Have you seen him, Usha?
No, sorry, Linda.
He might be in the pub.
Oh, really? I told him 7 o'clock. Oh, amateurs. I better sit and wait. It's all part of the job.
Lonely at the top, isn't it?
Gnash and flash. Oh, she'd be in for a shock if I did.
Oh.
Here, how did we become Fred and Ginger?
Search me. Oh, look at that moon, Mike. Hmm? Isn't it lovely?
Yeah, on the way to full. Here, Usha and Alan was holding hands in the coffee break.
Aww.
I didn't know where to look.
Oh, don't be such a prude. If they want to grab some happiness while they can, good luck to them.
Alan's sorting out the 9 lessons and carols.
Thank you. use you. Thanks. Oh, no, the state of me. Why does she have to see me like this?
Oh, chill out, Dad.
This old dressing gown's such a passion killer.
What does she want?
I left my scarf in a car last night after rehearsals.
Bit keen of her to bring it round this early. You do look a bit rough, actually.
Oh, great. Oh, you post early.
Yeah.
Oh, all these cards.
It's your fan club.
Yeah.
Have you seen this one from Gran? Look.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a nice juicy check inside as well.
Lucky you.
It's got my day off to a good start.
Oh, what's this one?
Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, please, love, yeah. Thank you. Oh, it's Alistair and Shula. Surprised they didn't deliver it by hand.
Let's see. Horses. That's a surprise.
Yeah, you don't go over to the stables much anymore, do you? Used to like helping Shula.
Might go back if she offered to pay me.
Mercenary?
No, not at all. I can't afford to work for love anymore.
I must check whether she's still okay to read for the nine lessons and carols.
She's bound to be. She loves all that.
The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. It's magnificent.
It's the same every year.
Yes. And Linda was keen as well. I'll have to check we're all working from the same version. I think she fancied the shepherds abiding in their fields.
Whatever floats her boat.
You have to follow that within the bleak midwinter. That's the only way.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, everyone does. Except they fall out over which tune they prefer. Oh, have you got any male friends who can sing?
How should I know?
What, no budding Will Youngs or Russell Watsons?
Oh, please. And no, before you ask, I am not doing a Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, I'm not asking you to audition them, I just wondered. I desperately need a strong tenor in the choir. Nathan Booth's top notes are very dodgy in Hark the Herald.
Oh no! Oh, what's happened here? Oh! Come on.
Hello?
Oh, Susan, good.
Oh, Betty, this is early.
Oh, I've just come in the shop and there's water all over the floor.
Oh, no.
Hey, can you come and help?
Oh,
I can't open the shop with it like this.
Oh, Betty, look, I've got to go in early today to the Laurels.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, it can't be helped.
Look, I'll tell you what, I'll come as soon as I finish work this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, all right, thanks.
Anyway, I chucked most of the application forms in the bin. They were completely unsuitable. Half of them couldn't even type.
Why apply for a PA job if you're not qualified to do it?
Yeah, well, Matt didn't exactly stress skill in the advertisement. More, personality.
Oh, that's important too, I suppose. It's got to be someone he feels comfortable with.
Not that comfortable, Mum.
Ah.
Yeah. Anyway, I made sure I was around when he drew up the shortlist.
Very wise.
He huffed and puffed a bit, but came round in the end. And now, at least, there's no one under 40 left on it.
Oh, Lillian.
Unfortunately, he put his foot down when I offered to sit in on the actual interview.
So he might yet choose a floozy.
Oh, not a chance. Final six look eminently sensible. You're in a good mood today.
I still feel so relaxed after Spain. It hasn't worn off yet.
After nearly 2 weeks. Well, you deserve the break.
I'm still catching up with all the news. I'm so sorry young Emma hasn't gone back to William.
I know. Who says life in a village is dull? You've heard Usher and Alan are an item?
No, really?
Yeah. Expect his lady parishioners are devastated. You know how possessive some of them are.
I'm not sure it's very wise of Alan.
Here's a photograph, Lillian.
Oh!
I knew I'd seen it. There's one of David and his prize Hereford in here somewhere as well.
Let's see then.
Oh, there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's quite a good one of me.
We thought you looked very glamorous.
For the outdoors.
Oh, look, you can only see Linda's bag. What a shame.
Nice one of the ducks.
Oh, Jack.
Well, it's good publicity for the village. Nice shot of the pond.
Good publicity for me and my campaign.
I must say, dear, I never thought you'd take up my suggestion.
Oh, why not?
What suggestion?
Lillian's standing as a candidate for the parish council, Jack.
Oh.
I'm the authentic voice of the countryside, unlike Linda.
Well, I shall watch the contest with interest. You staying for a coffee?
Thought you never are.
Won't be a minute, then. We can have the last of the Spanish biscuits.
Oh, yes.
Lillian?
Yeah?
While Piggy's out of the room...
What?
I've done a lot of thinking since our holiday.
About what, Jack?
Grey Gables.
Ah.
I broached the subject with Peggy about whether it isn't time to sell it.
Oh, right. And, well, what does Mum say?
She thinks it's a good idea, but it's my decision.
Of course.
It could be time to let it go. Don't you think so, Lillian?
Oh, Betty, you poor thing.
Here, help me put this card carousel back.
Yeah, of course. Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's been over by that window all day with customers trying to get past it. It's been chaos.
Mm. I'll straighten these tins up.
Oh, thanks. I've not stopped. I had to take everything off this lot of shelves and mop underneath and then put it all back again.
Oh, dear.
But Mike gave me a hand, bless him.
I felt so bad having to leave you to cope all on your own. There we go.
Oh, Amy, love.
Hello. Oh, wow. Empty freezer.
Yeah, and I'd only filled it up yesterday.
Maybe that's what made it back up.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, sorry I couldn't help.
Well, I was just saying to Susan, Mike came to me rescue.
Oh, right, so you managed to open up?
Well, it was late, but yeah. He could only stay for an hour, mind. Oh, it's been so busy today.
Oh, dear.
But can I do anything?
Oh, no, love, we're nearly there, thanks.
Fine. Betty, I think I left one of my course books in the stockroom. Is it okay if I go have a look for it?
Yeah, of course, love, you don't have to ask.
Thanks, it was really stupid of me. I don't know what my head is.
I saw Rusha leaving the vicarage this morning on my way to work. Oh, it's not right, is it? I mean, Ellen's supposed to set a moral tone, isn't he?
Susan, she'll hear you.
Oh, she won't.
Well, I hope not. Well, you know the worst thing about all this is the waste. Oh, it goes against the grain, chucking out perfectly good food.
Oh, the insurance will pay for that.
I know. And I had to list the entire contents, and that took a while.
Well, for the value.
Yeah. Oh, and it took me ages to get through to the right person. They kept putting me on hold and I had customers waiting.
Oh, typical.
I was running to and fro like a headless chicken.
Oh, Betty.
Well, could have done without it. And I had to move me Christmas display. But luckily, because of the policy we've got, they can replace the freezer tomorrow.
Oh, good. What time?
Well, afternoon, they said. Is that all right? I know it's your shift.
Oh, of course.
I mean, I could come in.
No, don't be daft.
Only I promised Phoebe we'll do our Christmas baking.
You've done more than your fair share. What about the new stock for it?
Well, it's all been ordered and it'll come Monday.
Oh, you have been busy. Still, it's not very good for the weekend, is it, an empty freezer? People like their ice cream and that.
Oh, no, I've already had complaints. Oh, look, could you hold the fort while I ring Peggy?
Yeah, of course.
I've been that busy up to now, and I didn't want to worry her before it was all sorted.
Is there anything else I can do?
Well, finish putting out that box of toiletries, would you?
Oh, OK. Oh, Amy, bye.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm very grateful to you, Betty.
Oh, not at all.
It sounds as if you coped admirably.
Well, I got there in the end.
And thank you for not worrying Jack.
Well, I didn't really feel I could.
No, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, bye, then.
Bye, dear.
Who was that on the phone?
No one, dear.
Oh, it started to get dark already.
I know.
Where's that Spanish sunshine?
I wouldn't want it all year round. I love the changing seasons.
Mm. Me too, really. Shall I put the lamp on?
If you like.
Yeah.
I'll make us a pot of tea. Are you hungry?
Oh, just sit down with me first, please, Peggy.
Oh, all right.
There.
Is there something you want to talk about, dear?
Grey Gables.
Ah.
Yes. It'll be a huge wrench, but I think it's time to let it go.
Oh, Jack. Really?
Yes.
Oh, at last.
It's taken me a long time to see it.
That's because you love the place.
I do. And I'll miss it terribly. But I know it's the right decision.
Yes.
She thought I was out of earshot, but I heard every word.
Oh, sweetheart.
And then I was embarrassed to go past her again, so I hung around the back room for ages feeling like a right wuss.
No, not a wuss.
I should have stood up to her and defended you.
Love.
No, because I was pathetic. And it was all a lie anyway, because Usha never even stayed over. Susan saw her at a door this morning and put two and two together.
That's what people do.
I hate her, big mouth. She thinks she's better than everyone else.
No.
Don't try and excuse her, Dad.
It's none of the business who you go out with.
Well, yeah, it's true in one way, but not in another.
No, I'm fed up with it. You're allowed a life. You don't belong to them out there.
Oh, my little warrior queen.
Well...
I hate to see you upset, but I'm not your responsibility, you know.
Yes, you are. Even though you've got yourself a squeeze now.
A squeeze, eh? I must tell Usha you called her that. But, Amy...
What?
I hope you don't feel left out of my decision to, well, you know, take things further with Usha.
It was your hormones that decided, Dad, not you.
No.
Now, come on. Could you have really stopped yourself? Or would you have wanted to?
Well...
She's well fit, Dad. I don't blame you.
She is gorgeous, isn't she? I mean, seriously, how do you feel about me having a girlfriend?
Seriously? It's about flipping time.
Really?
Really.
It's a new feeling, though, isn't it? For you and me.
Yeah. But it's all right. You know, I like Usha. Because she's not trying to be like a mum to me.
Yeah.
Because no one could ever replace Mum.
No. It was unique what the three of us had.
And I think you're really brave.
Brave? Why?
Well, it takes guts to start again with someone else.
At my age, you mean?
At any age. And if you've fallen in love, Dad, well, that's great. Go for it.
The Archers was written by Noel Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.